USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats have given a little, but very little, in ongoing talks for a new stimulus package.
Because while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch, in 8 days.
Senate Republicans are introducing a bill that would temporarily extend enhanced unemployment while negotiations continue. President Trump clarifying again the difference between mail-in voting and absentee voting.
No, absentee is okay because you have to go through a process, Brian, and you go through a process and you make a request and they send it to you and you get it and you fill it out and it's a process and it's a smaller number. What they're going to do is blanket the state. Anybody that ever walked, frankly, will get one.
The day President Trump referring to Nevada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Sally Yates, a former acting attorney general at the start of the Trump administration, is testifying on the Russia investigation before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Chair of that committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, questioning Yates on the unmasking of President Trump's national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Here's what I want to understand. It's a counterintelligence investigation that led to the interview. You didn't authorize the interview. As a matter of fact, you wanted to go to the White House and tell them about the problem, didn't you?
That's right. I did. I thought that that was the more immediate issue.
And when you heard about the interview, you got upset, didn't you?
I was upset that Director Comey didn't coordinate that with us and acted unilaterally. Yes, I was.
Did Comey go rogue?
Then you could use that term, yes.
The University of Connecticut becomes the first Division I major program to announce they won't play football in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More than 32,000 of the country's 160,000 coronavirus deaths have occurred in New York. That's more than twice as high as the second highest state in deaths, New Jersey, and more than three times as the third highest, California. Vice President Mike Pence says New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus leadership has cost lives.
Well, our hearts grieve for the fact that one in five of all the American lives have been lost in the coronavirus pandemic. We're lost in the state of New York, and some of that was because of poor decisions by the state and by Governor Cuomo. But look, I liked it better when he said that President Trump's leadership in the pandemic was, in his words, phenomenal. He said that repeatedly as we surged testing, as we surged PPE, as we sailed in a hospital ship, as we built hospitals in New York. I couldn't be more proud of the support that we rendered to the people of New York. And I think the people of New York know that. Healthcare workers know that. Families know that.
The Census Bureau announced they'll stop counting people for the 2020 census on September 30th. A month earlier than planned. 4 of 10 households still haven't filled out their census, which determines how many seats each state get in the House of Representatives. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.